This is a show about a dean that started to grow a community. Wiggler and Jess here till it ends. Meet up to Pastor Phil Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest timeline's here to shine the way. Community building is here to stay.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. It's community building. Community building here on Post Show Recap, talking season 2, episode 6 of Community. Epidemiology, a word that I was afraid I couldn't pronounce. I'm Josh Wiggler. I'm joined here, as always, by Jess Sterling. Happy Halloween, Jess.
Hi, Josh. I'm so happy to be joining you
today. Oh, yeah, you sounded so normal. Oh, my God. We are, of course, joined here by a guest, as we always are. This week's special guest is Cameron Leiter. Oh, sorry, Cameron. I totally botched your name coming out the gate here.
Hello, everybody. I feel fine.
What if we just did that voice for the whole podcast?
People would think that they had their podcast like 0.x or 0.5x.
Yeah. What would it sound like if you did, if we talked like zombies from Community the whole time on someone's podcast that only listens in 0.25?
Do you think it would sound normal on 2.5x?
And what does it sound like in 2x is my question, too.
Normal?
You think so?
I think I sound completely normal on 2x when I'm talking like this.
Yeah. What do you think? What's your prediction?
Guess, yeah, probably.
Cameron, if we're talking slow-mo on 2x, do we sound normal?
I like to think that I'm talking a little bit under half my normal speed. So yeah. At 2x, it probably still wouldn't be quite there, but probably 2.5.
Getting close, though.
Yeah. We'd have to play around with it.
Happy Halloween to everybody watching. If you're a Post Show Recaps patron and you're watching live the community building, happy Halloween. If you are a patron of Post Show Recaps listening to Community Building early, happy Halloween. If you are just a Community Building fan and listening to this on the day it comes out, and we're wishing you this happy Halloween many weeks before actual Halloween, Jess. We're in under the wire. We've got plenty of time. We don't have to feel like we messed this up at any point as we go deeper into the month. Like, we already got the happy Halloween out the gate.
Yeah, and at least we're in October. Like, we're pretty timely considering we didn't at all plan this to, like, come out around Halloween. So I feel like we're doing an excellent job.
We're keeping pace?
Yeah.
Cameron, how are we doing?
Doing pretty well.
We're doing okay?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's October. I'm a school teacher, and I feel like October, a word sometimes that we use to describe October is shocktober. Because it's like, the masks are off, everybody's finally fully comfortable.
No, keep them on.
That's also true.
Keep them on.
I wish they would. But that's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of feeling that, but glad to be here talking about this episode. Because it's one that I love. And it's a lot of fun. So it was a good moment to watch it.
Yeah, this episode, I think, across the board, Jess, is probably going to wind up being one to beat, right? Like, I feel like we're going to walk away from this one being like, I don't know, like, in, like, the scores, how this is going to get topped, I feel like.
I think the thing is that, I don't know, I love this episode, and it is top, top episode, but there are so many good season 2 episodes. Like, I think it's going to be a real fight for the top spot of season 2. And this is certainly a contender. And I think, like, I'm certainly interested to hear your opinion, Josh, as we get into things, just because you've already seen it. And you saw it in a kind of a weird way, where you saw it paired with a season 1 episode, and you, like, kind of jumped immediately to season 2, kind of in the thick of it. And your opinion was you liked season 1's Halloween episode more.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
There you go.
I changed my mind. I love Abed as Batman more than I like anything from either of these episodes. But as an episode, this is obviously the better episode. It's really not.
And that is the correct opinion to have.
Yeah.
But I want to hear from Cameron because, okay, Josh, you always ask, well, how did you select this episode for this person and blah, blah, blah,
well,
right?
Yes, I also want Cameron. For the post-show recaps crowd who do not know what a Cameron liner is, please share with the class.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you? What are you all about? Give the plugs. Let's do this right off the gate. Right.
Here we go. So, yeah, my name is Cameron liner, and I do a podcast similar to Jess about Boy Meets World. That's how actually we first got connected. Mm-hmm. They came on our show. We went on their show. Just talking about Boy Meets World, part of that community. It's called Boy Meets World Fever. We named the show before the pandemic started.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that is clear.
Didn't we get a bump until the pandemic started. Fever was in the title. Like, was there like a boost in search?
If anything, we've had to overcome that barrier that we imposed upon ourselves, but I think it's made us stronger as a result.
Yeah. It had turned down the temperature.
Yeah, just a little bit. Boy Meets World, full normal body temperature, 98.6 degrees.
That doesn't quite roll off the tongue the same way.
Not quite the same. So we do that and just have a lot of fun. Met some really cool people doing that. Haven't lost an episode of our podcast yet, but
we were saying before we came on to the podcast, some pre-show banter. I wished both Cameron and Jess well in the inevitable loss at some point down the line of one of the podcasts that they have recorded. It is a rite of passage as a podcaster that eventually you lose a podcast. It goes missing, you accidentally delete it, you didn't save it, it's corrupted, like the audio is bad, you've lost a podcast. This isn't an if, it's a when. So I wish both of you luck, Jess and Cameron.
Thank you. When that
happens, that you'll come out of it on the other side stronger. It's going to be okay, but it is also going to happen, Jess.
It's terrifying, truly.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah,
happy,
it's scary.
Happy Shocktober to you both.
Very scary.
Thank you. And also to you.
Yes. All that said, Jess, so I imagine that you tapped Cameron for this episode specifically because Cameron has a Dracula costume at the ready.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And for those who do not have the visual version of community building, Jess, why don't you describe Cameron's outfit for this podcast?
Yeah, I would say that it's almost as if he took a toilet seat cover and wrote Dracula on it and then put it over his head like a scarf or necklace.
Cameron, do you want to specify which kind of Dracula you are?
It doesn't matter which Dracula I am. Yeah. Just a sexy Dracula.
That you are one. A sexy Dracula. Yeah.
I make love to ladies and I survive.
Yes, that's important. Second part's really important, by the way.
The most important, honestly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So beyond that, Jess, why Cameron for epidemiology?
Well, simply because Cameron reached out to me. So obviously he already mentioned it that we've podcasted together in the past about Boy Meets World. And Chance and Cameron are the most supportive people of all time. Like, welcomed us with open arms into the Boy Meets World universe. And he messaged me and he was like, hey, I've been listening to community building. I love community. And I was like, no kidding. Some people, you just don't know. You never know. And he was like, this was like months and months ago, right? Like flashback months ago. And he was like, can I come on for epidemiology? And I was like, I haven't even started scheduling for season two. But absolutely, you can.
Yeah.
So I think he was maybe the first person I had on my schedule for
season
two.
Incredible.
Head of the curve.
There you go. And Cameron, why this one of all of them? Is this like top tier community for you?
Yeah, definitely for me. I think this is like a top tier episode. I don't typically think of things in like ranks like 1, 2, 3, 4, but this is like S tier community. Yeah. Like just start to finish, just really fun, really great. Just use of the whole cast. Like everybody kind of has a little moment to shine. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's an all-star episode. I think that point is really, I feel that really, really hard watching this, that, like, I'm looking at my meow meows, as I like to call them, and I don't have anyone underneath a 4, I think. I feel like everybody has at least one moment that is, like, incredibly fun. Incredibly, incredibly fun. And I know that I'm skipping ahead to the feedback a little bit, but if I may, the great essayist Riley says that I'm going to ask the basic expected question because it's definitely worth discussing. When this episode was first watched, Josh wasn't as huge of a fan of it since it came out of nowhere. Now that you've seen it in its proper place, how does your opinion on the episode differ? How do you think the little things like the character beats play differently, such as Troy as the big hero? How does that play now with the full context? And I'll say that, like, so we watched this episode when we did Community Building Season 0, the ramp up, the, like, should we do a full-on community podcast? And the answer ultimately was yes. This was just for the patrons of post-show recaps. And we watched, like, a Halloween doubleheader, the Season 1 and 2 Halloween episodes. And, like, I was not even a tiny bit primed for, like, sort of, like, the escalation in structure and ambition that Season 2 brings to the table. So it really was very whiplashy for me, and I did like the first one at the time. But I think also, like, I didn't have the ability to process, like, to just, like, on its own in complete isolation, Abed as Batman, which I wanted to, like, take some time to, like, truly nourish and appreciate. Now with, like, the context of the rest of the show, this doesn't necessarily even feel like it is, like climactic as far as, like, this is the culmination of so many different character arcs, so much as it feels like very, like, natural progression of, like, where everybody has been and mm-hmm. where everybody seems to be going when the show is at its best. And it does feel very much like, especially with having seen basic rocket science, you know, like, the show is now, like, turning the key on just, like, doing weird shit like this. Mm-hmm. And now I'm, like, now I feel like I'm getting used to it. Now I feel like I'm used to it. Now I feel like I almost expect it. And so with all of that being said, I think that this is of sort of, like, those, like, genre-y episodes, even having already watched this and even having already, like, known a bunch of the beats that were coming in advance and a lot of the jokes that were coming in advance, because this is one that I've seen, I was still just, like, laughing really, really, really hard throughout watching this one and just, like, impressed with the way the show tackled the zombie movie. I thought that they did a fantastic job, and I think that this episode really earns its reputation as a, at least from what I have seen, a very much, as you say, Cameron, an S-tier episode.
Yeah, I think that, like, the thing that this episode gets right that sometimes we struggle with in other episodes, and like, all episodes are great of Community, right? But, like, this one has those moments for nearly every character, and not only that, but it's kind of seamless how it's all put together. Like, it feels cinematic. It feels like a 22-minute movie, almost. And they just soak up every second they have on the show, which is something I really appreciate about Community in general. Like, this, like, a Modern Warfare, like, the Chicken Fingers episode, like, all of those feel like movies in 22 minutes, and it feels both much longer and much shorter than 22 minutes, if that makes sense. It's just, they really know how to get every single drop out of these episodes, and it's so well done. And the costumes are fun. Like, come on. Everybody loves when people are dressed up, you know?
Yeah. Fun. The power loader and xenomorph combo from Aliens that Troy and Abed do is always going to be near and dear to my heart. Like, that's really, really good. The Glinda the Good Witch, which I feel like I clocked. Like, I feel like I got that.
I think you did get that when you originally watched it. I don't think you were like, oh, she's Miss Piggy. I'm pretty sure you knew she was Glinda the Good Witch.
Come on.
Yeah, she, I feel like her voice didn't really help her case very much.
Yeah,
she does do a bit of a Miss Piggy voice, for sure.
Maybe a tiny bit. Maybe a tiny bit.
Yeah.
But I really like this one. I'm excited to hop into it. So perhaps we should do that. Like, maybe.
Let's do it.
We should hop into it. And I feel like it does begin in a way that, like, fairly immediately announces itself as just, like, this is going to be really, really fun.
Yeah, we start with a voiceover by George Takei, of all people. And he says, Halloween, a time... I can't do his voice, so I apologize.
Yeah.
A time of vampires, hobgoblins.
Just do, like, deep voice. Halloween, a time of vampires, hobgoblins,
a time Dracula's. Of vampires.
Yeah.
Ooh, that
I'm
was good.
George Takei.
yeah. What is
that.
A boogan?
A boogan?
A boogan.
He's a character from Final Fantasy VII, but that's a reference that not many people are
going
to get.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what they were going for.
I don't think so.
And Headless Mites, I'm George Takei. Yeah. You know what? Let's just get into it. How was that? That's pretty good.
That's not bad, Jess. That was pretty good, actually.
Thank you. Much better than my Batman.
Don't bring it back up. Don't bring it back up. Yeah.
So we start at the Halloween party. We get right into it. That's the other thing I like about this episode is there's not like jump cut scene to scene to scene. It's like all one Halloween party.
Nothing mm-hmm. wasted. Nothing. Want not, waste not.
There you right? go.
Yeah.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, as they say.
Yes.
So speaking of that, Pierce is getting taco dip. He's dressed as a Star Trek. Okay, so in my notes I wrote.
What is this? What's happening?
I'm sorry. I wrote he's dressed as a Star Trek character because I literally didn't know which one he's supposed to be. I think I put it later in my notes. I think I figured it out. It's like,
I mean,
Kirk.
It's like Kirk.
Is that it?
Sort of like Kirk.
I forget the rest of his name.
It's almost exactly like Captain Kirk.
Thank you. Nailed
it. Pretty close. It's almost exactly that.
Which is a fun connection, though. You know, he's Captain Kirk. George Takei is narrating.
Yeah.
So it's just that fun little connection there.
Yeah, yeah. Little Easter eggs for Trek fans. Trekkies? Yeah. Trekkies.
Some prefer Trekkers, I believe.
Oh.
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
No idea.
My hands are off. I'm not getting into it.
Okay. Me neither.
I'm a Star Wars person primarily, so I can only attest to the fact that Star Wars fans like to be called Star Warrens.
This is fake.
No, we prefer the term Star Warren.
This is not real.
Yeah,
this
we're Star Warrens.
Skywalker heads.
No, we like to be called call us Warrens. Yeah, we like to be known as Warren. I'm a Warren. Yeah. Okay.
Now, the thing is, I'm going to take you seriously. I'm going to take you seriously, and then I'm going to go somewhere and use that term.
And they're going to look at me like, oh my, wow, that's a fellow Warren in the wild. Warren's in the wild.
Warren's in the wild.
We have a Facebook group.
Oh, my gosh. Jeff is David Beckham. Pierce wonders how the dean scored such a good spread of food, and the dean is wearing a Lady Gaga costume.
Dean's Lady Gaga costume is incredible.
It's so good.
Really, really good.
He says, Chef Gaga won't reveal her caterer. And don't try reading my poker face.
Oh, man. A nightmare for podcasting. Nightmare for podcasting is to do a poker face.
Yeah. That's why you need the puff.
Yeah.
Jeff knows it's rations from an army surplus store because the containers are in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the dean is very upset about this. Britta approaches in a dinosaur costume and warns the dean that the iTunes list is never-ending ABBA and his personal voice memos.
Yeah, and among the voice memos, there's something about Greg Kinnear in a movie where he plays a ghost or an angel, and I was like, which movie is that? Does anyone know?
No, I don't know.
I looked it up, and now I'm completely forgetting. I think Ricky Gervais is in it.
Greg Kinnear.
I think it's called Ghost Town.
Ghost movie. Greg Kinnear is in a movie called Ghost Town. Yes.
Ghost Town. Never seen that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you just call Greg Kinnear that guy? Amazing. Incredible.
That guy.
If you don't know this running situation, go listen to Pusher Recaps Theater, because literally every time someone's name, I'm like, oh, that person from that thing. He looks familiar. I feel like I've seen him in a rom-com.
Yes, that's Greg Kinnear.
I'm sorry. That's why. That's,
Greg Kinnear looks familiar to you because it's Greg Kinnear.
Now it's going to bother me. Like, what was he in that I've
baby
seen?
Baby Mama.
Was he like a jerk in the movie I watched?
Baby Mama is probably one. Mm.
Oh, he was in You've Got Mail. I saw that trash film, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the problem at hand here. So he has his notes going on, and he goes, and something called human sent it, and then it cuts off. So.
Mercifully.
Yep.
Community doesn't end up doing a human centipede episode, does it?
I don't know.
Oh, God. no.
Anyway, Britta makes fun of Jeff for
Greg Kinnear better be in it or I'm going to rage quit.
Greg Kinnear kind of looks like Rich.
Yeah, a little bit,
yeah.
Like generic white dude with blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich is played by an actor who is he was a brief bad guy in the show Justified on FX. It's a great small role for that character in Justified. I don't know if I've ever said that before on the podcast, but I'm saying it now.
I still haven't justified.
I've said it. This is now the third time I've said this on the podcast. Now it's become a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just keep saying it. I'll never remember.
I said that when we did epidemiology the first time.
Well, you have to say it again.
Showed up in pottery, I wasn't sure. And then I was like, oh, I did say that in epidemiology. And now this time I remember to say it. Yeah.
Well, now it's just fun.
Yeah. Do we ever see him again, or is this his last episode?
You know,
if we do, it's not like super memorable.
Yeah, if we do, I don't remember. At least one more time. I want to say yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Then say it.
Yeah, one more time, maybe.
Cool.
So, Brenna makes fun of Jeff for being accidentally handsome for a costume every year, and he jokes about her inability to eat and drink because she has dinosaur hands. And he calls her a dragon turtle.
Really hard to eat with dinosaur hands, Cameron. I don't know if you've ever done like a dinosaur costume before, but it is a challenge.
I never have, but I can totally see it.
You're like cramming, like you're taking your hand and you're like trying to stuff five digits into three. Like, it's not really conducive to picking up utensils and stuff.
It's like you're night crawling it a little bit.
Yeah, you are night crawling it a little. Yeah, we call that a Wagner. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
That's what the Warrens call it anyway.
Yeah,
the Warrens call it a Wagner.
Yeah, the Warrens call it Wagner. Yeah, X-Men fans are called Wagners. Yeah.
Things up. Annie comes up dressed as Little Red Riding Hood because, of course, she has to look cute in her costume. You know, she can't be seen as a dinosaur.
I love Annie then coming up to warning them about Shirley and like I don't know who Shirley is, but I know it's not Miss Piggy.
Yeah, her costume is unwittingly ambitious or ambiguous. Uh-huh. Sorry, yeah. Ambiguous.
Yeah, and she shows up with the pink dress, the wig,
the wand.
Uh huh.
Yeah, they're like, oh, and she's like, guess what I am? And they're like, can't you just tell us?
No.
No.
I love Shirley in this episode. Yeah. She's amazing.
So good.
Yeah.
Pierce is struggling to stand up, and the group is worried about him. He's sweating and puffing up. He's acting like the impression of him they do behind his back.
Yeah, that's really funny. That's good. That's
really funny. Where am I? Oh.
Yeah.
That was great. So Annie wants to go check on him. She approaches a man who's dressed like a doctor, but of course he's just wearing a doctor's costume. And then we see Rich, who recognizes Annie from pottery class, and he's in a banana costume. I love this costume. It's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm.
The banana costume?
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah.
Chiquita banana.
I wish he was singing It's Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Yeah, they should have. They missed opportunity there. Yeah.
Should have really sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Make him more likable, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. He needs it.
Yeah.
So he compliments Annie's outfit, and then Pierce starts like playing with the banana. It's very strange. I didn't catch that until like my second rewatch, where I was like, what is he doing?
It's like he's just out to lunch.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you're out to lunch. You have a banana. So that's
where play
with
the banana.
Yeah.
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 Makes
sense.
Abed enters as the xenomorph from Alien, and Troy is Ellen Ripley in a lift suit from Aliens. Why are you laughing? I don't know what this is, and I had to look this up because I have no idea what's going on.
No, that's just why I'm laughing, is because like I know that you like went through, you did your research,
you got it.
It's the xenomorph from Alien, 100%. Yes. That's Ellen Ripley in a lift suit.
I have no idea what a lift suit is.
It's
like, I know it's made of cardboard,
it's
and
power
like
loader. Yeah.
He's like a robot, right?
No, Ellen Ripley is Sigourney Weaver, and at the, spoilers for Aliens.
Yeah,
the second,
I mean, I'm not gonna watch
movie
it
in the Alien
fine.
Franchise. If you haven't seen it, this is a spoiler, but I won't tell you the outcome. Is that there is a climactic battle at the end of the movie between the Queen Alien, which is a gigantic, scary alien monster with acid for blood, and Ellen Ripley, who's trying to save the day. Using a power loader, which is like a construction vehicle in space in the future, that would put her at like an equal size, as the Queen Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was just human versus alien, the height differential would be staggering.
Right.
But since she's in the power loader, they can effectively get into one-on-one combat.
Oh, nice.
That's so it's kind of like Transformers. Like, she's in the Transformer.
Sort. Let's say yes.
Like a Super Sentai, giant kaiju monster and a robot fighting against each other.
Sounds great.
It's similar to that.
So,
ironically, Aliens fans also call themselves Warrens.
So weird.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know any Nothing. Aliens fans besides you.
That's not true. You just don't know that they're alien fans.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
So
they didn't like to brag.
Yeah. They didn't like to
brag. We're very modest, the alien faithful.
Very humble.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he comes in and he fights Abed, and Abed runs away, and Troy approaches the women and tells them they're safe now. But if that thing comes back, I'm going to need one or both of your phone numbers.
Yeah, they're not feeling it.
No, they leave. Yeah. And Troy doesn't understand why that didn't work, but Jeff says it's because he's in a $6,000 suit.
That's crazy. That can't be real. 000. Cameron, is that real? Is Jeff wearing a $6,000 suit?
I have no idea, but this is like the most Job Bluth thing that Jeff has ever said. It's like, you're saying that to the guy in the $6,000 suit? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Troy is in a costume made of cardboard. I'm saying it, I remind girls less of taking their little brothers to Comic-Con.
Yeah, wow.
It's
not
mean. Yeah, it's a mean thing to say.
It is a mean thing to say.
So this upsets Troy. And so the dean is treating more and more, Rich is treating more and more students. He thinks it's food poisoning, but the dean yells at Rich for calling it food poisoning because he does it. He's like, don't even say it. Don't even think it. Don't even say it. We see Pierce, probably his best moment of the episode, honestly. He bites Starburns' arm, and Starburns is dressed like a pirate. Everyone's screaming, and Rich is like, well, it's not food poisoning.
The infection is spreading.
Yes.
Yes, and Pierce is patient zero.
Yeah.
Who's surprised?
As usual. Unsurprising.
Least surprising thing in the whole episode.
Yeah. So Chang enters as a figure skater and tells Britta and Jeff to guess who he is. It's like Chang and Shirley both with this. Guess who I am?
Yeah.
Britta guesses Michelle Kwan. Jeff guesses Christy Yamaguchi. But Chang says he's Peggy Fleming.
Yeah.
Just been proven racist by the racist prover.
Yeah, that's good. I would have just said figure skater, but I don't know any figure skaters other than like Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. That's mm-hmm. all I got.
It's more than I would have had.
Really not sure.
Yeah, that's it.
These are like the four.
Yeah.
And I only know those two because they like, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, no, I remember. Yeah.
Scandal.
That was a wild time.
So Jeff asks if Britta has noticed a weird vibe. Like every fifth person is on something hardcore. Britta says she wonders who's holding the key to his riddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we see Troy enter. He's taken off his robot costume thing, and he's now wearing a toilet seat cover with Dracula written on it. He's a sexy Dracula.
Sexy Dracula, Cameron. It's a good costume.
Yeah. I decided to opt for shirt on.
Shirt
just,
on.
You know, I didn't want to cause anybody to just be too driven wild.
Yeah,
you know.
First of all, we record these with a live audience, and like we need them to stay focused,
mm-hmm.
you know, is one thing.
It's too distracting.
And then the other thing is like, I like the leave something to the imagination strategy.
Yeah.
You know?
For all you know, I've got a real just chiseled body under here.
We just don't
know. But I'll never tell.
You know? Yeah. We have to have secrets. You know, we have to be allowed to have secrets.
But there's no way they're not letting Donald Glover show off his entire body.
Yeah.
Because come
Absolutely.
On. It's Donald Glover.
Yeah.
So Abed says their costumes go together, and now he just looks like a guy in a spandex suit and a bike helmet.
His costume is great, but it is like harder to define if you don't have Troy in the power loader costume.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not able to reenact this iconic scene from Aliens
mm-hmm.
that I've spoiled for people.
Yeah. And what's even worse is that Troy calls Abed a nerd. And then he
just
the worst.
Troy and Abed are having some issues in this episode.
I hate it when they fight.
I don't like it either. It
makes me sad.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
So Rich says Starburn's symptoms are progressing even quicker than anyone else's. He didn't eat the taco meat, though. And so Annie says it must have transferred through Pierce's bite, and Rich compliments her. Starburns starts to have slow-mo speech and tries to attack them.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah.
This is great.
This is when the dean gets the phone call, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's making
He calls the surplus store to complain.
Yeah, about like
because
the
bad
the food
taco
seems
meat.
Bad. Yeah.
It's like, what taco meat are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's classified Phoenix. And then he reads off like this whole thing and he goes, yeah, sounds delicious. Anyway, it looks like taco meat. And then he gets on the phone with Officer McHenry.
Yeah.
And he says he has to listen very carefully. And, like, the dean is into it.
Mm-hmm. I love this part with the dean where he's just like, hi.
Yeah, I love that, too.
Just love that little moment. Just
it's the very subtle things with Jim Rash that are just, like, the way he delivers those lines. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So Shirley is still trying to get Britta and Jeff to guess who she is. And they can't stop seeing Miss Piggy, which I get it. You know, I can't stop seeing it either.
Yeah.
Leonard is dressed as a pumpkin and he's trying to grab Shirley and she yells at him and she says, behave yourself. I'm a Christian woman. You better back that pumpkin ass up or I'll make a pie.
I love this line so much. Back that pumpkin ass up or I will make a pie is awesome. Yeah. It's so good.
Also, I feel like if it wasn't being said in a way that, like, I'm going to hurt you, like, a pumpkin ass actually sounds like something you'd want to have.
A pumpkin ass?
Like, that, it seems like it would be, like, you know, like a peach or, like, a bubble butt. It's, like, something you want.
Uh-huh.
Am I wrong, okay. Cameron? This feels, like, accurate.
Maybe. Maybe it's, like, a seasonal thing.
Yeah. Depending on the season, you want
if
a pumpkin
it's like,
butt.
If it's March and someone says I have a pumpkin ass, I don't think I want.
It's like, oh, no.
You only want that. A pumpkin wrong ass season. In October?
Yeah.
Maybe November.
As, yeah, I think in the fall. In the fall, you want that. I feel like, what is like a spring, springtime butt that you're trying
like,
to...
Like, what's another gourd?
Are peaches good in the spring?
Yeah.
A gourd? I don't think you'd ever want a gourd butt.
Gourd is still part of the Halloween... Pumpkin.
Yeah, but gourds have, like, those warts on them.
Yeah. Jess, yeah. Your husband, Will, has babe texted you in the live chat. Just FYI.
Sometimes I feel like I say things, and I just fully expect that everybody else is going to be on board instantly, and then nobody is, and then I'm like, why am I the way that I am?
Yeah. It's fair. It's fair.
It why are you booing me?
Yeah. What's wrong? Are they saying boo earns? So this is when the Jeff and Britta are getting roped in. They need to like Rich and Annie are telling them what's going on. But then Leonard bites somebody and it's full on zombie panic at this point.
Yeah, I love the way Albed yells zombie attack and everybody panics.
Yeah.
So the dean just like skedaddles on out of there. He locks everybody in. He's like, we just need a little bitty quarantine until he gets here, which honestly triggering.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
The dean's so, like, it's just going to be 6 hours. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And Abed is noticing people are walking their way. And then, of course, Chang, the attention seeker, is like, guess who I am? And everybody starts chasing him.
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
ABBA playing in the background the whole way through.
So good. The soundtrack of this entire episode, like, they blew their entire budget on ABBA.
Yeah.
But still, just... fantastic.
Yeah.
Jeff punches somebody and I don't know why Troy saying you punched a lady bee kills me, but I think it's because he says, like, instead of just you punched a bee, it's you punched a lady bee.
You punched a lady bee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that really is what sells it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Chang's doing like the classic like cowardly survivor thing in one of these movies of like trying to lock everybody else out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Which is a great, like, it's either Chang or Pierce who does this one.
Yep.
And Pierce is already out of the running.
Uh-huh. And it's just so funny when they come in, he's like, oh, I'm so glad you guys made it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love the three questions that Jeff has to ask. Did we lose anybody? No. Is anybody hurt? No. Did we shut off the dean's playlist?
No. Yeah.
And then we start hearing his shopping list of 2% milk, eggs, deodorant, puppy chow, black light. What's that about? Whole milk. Why does he need both whole milk and 2% milk? Not for drinking.
For different things.
Yep. Cotton swabs. Add Eat, Pray, Love soundtrack to workout
mix. I love that.
Mix.
Eat, Pray, Love soundtrack. Yeah. That's good. I need to now. I should probably dig into the Eat, Pray, Love soundtrack. It's not one that automatically rises to the top. Mm-hmm. As
it's probably got some good songs on it.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be a lot of like soft pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
chill awesome. Vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jeff is trying to call the police, but his phone isn't working. Shirley just keeps crying, Zenda days!
Zenda days! Zenda days!
End of days.
End of days.
Yes. Yeah. And Rich says it could take years for it to take over the world. Annie asks how many years, and he says 1 to 1.5. And Chang looks at his watch and he says, 2012, end of days.
End of days.
End of days. End of days.
Yeah.
And I love when Jeff calls Rich Chiquita MD. There's just something so great about it. It's like almost like a Sawyer type of nickname, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, I think Jeff has some Sawyer in him for sure.
Rich just rolls with it.
I love the whole just like who's been bitten thing. Like, this is another just like great trope. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, a great opportunity for Chang to get the callback.
No one says anything, so they start barricading the room in, and then we see the bite on Rich's ankle.
I thought I was special.
Oh, my gosh. So, apparently it's going to take 6 hours, and I don't, like, Jeff just makes the joke of, like, what are they hosting, the Oscars? Like,
yeah.
It's okay, Jeff.
It's a little, dad joke.
Yeah. Rich says they don't have 6 hours because within 3 hours, everyone's going to be suffering from brain damage. 3 hours after that, they'll be dead. Yeah. So Annie, like, she should have gotten a doctorate, I guess, because she suggests lowering the temperature of the building to break the fever and kill the virus. I mean, I don't think this would actually work, but, you know.
I mean, the moment that we're starting to, like, really try to, like logic this episode, I think we're in trouble. Like, there's a button that must be pushed.
We're here for. And I just love how Abbott's like, I know how we can do this. I know how to save the day. The thermostat right there.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
So he has some Troy, make grand plan. Just...
kick monster button our undies.
Yes.
And of course, Troy's resistant because he says he's a cool, sexy Dracula. I make love to ladies and I survive. And Annie says these aren't like monsters. There are classmates and they're sick. It only takes a few minutes. You get a stomach ache, skin turns red, cold sweats, muscle spasms, high fever, and then you bite flesh. Oh, and
slurge. I thought it was special.
Yeah. And then Britta, of course, she says, he isn't special. She's special. She was bit 10 minutes ago and she's
fine. I love Britta's turn is one of my favorite parts of the episode.
It lingers on her mouth for like such a long time. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's really good.
So Jeff yells at Rich that he hates him less now. That's how much he hated him before.
That's how unspecial he is.
Yeah. And Chang, being the idiot that he is, decides to throw a skate at him, and it hits the window, breaks it, and that's when we see all the zombies grab Annie, and everybody runs. Bye, Annie. She's fallen.
Poor Annie.
And Garrett comes in the window as a hamster.
Hamster. What a Garrett costume, a hamster. So very Garrett. So everyone's running. Shirley falls, but Chang helps her up, and they hide in the bathroom and hold the door closed. Meanwhile, Jeff, Abed, and Troy go through a different door, and Shirley's like, I'm gonna die as Miss Piggy.
You're not Miss Piggy, you're Glenda the Good Witch.
Yeah, and she's like, I always loved Peggy Fleming. Yeah. It's like, you aren't a racist. And then they kiss, which, like, even now, Josh, does this feel out of place to you? Does it feel weird to you?
No, not in the context of this episode. In the context of this episode, like, this is classic horror movie stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's what they're going for. I think the thing that clearly is, like, now I know, I don't know where it goes, but I know, like, this is, like, a thing, right? Like, I know, like, there's more stuff that comes from this moving forward. And it's part of the, it's not part of it, it is the post-credit scene of this episode, and I'm going to give that a streets behind, because I think it's just like a totally whatever scene. There had to have been something better that they could have done on this episode. So like that stuff I don't love, but within the context of the episode, like all of this, this is horror movie trope, this is zombie movie trope, the unlikely pair pairing off together, totally fine with it in the context of everything that's going on here. I actually think it's really, really funny.
Yeah, being, I don't know, Cameron, are you a huge, like, horror movie fan? Because I didn't realize that was, like, a huge trope with, scary movies.
I don't typically like to be super scared, but in high school we watched a lot of zombie movies. So, like, 9th, 10th grade was, like, Shaun of the Dead, which is totally, like, my jam. And so I feel like we watched a lot of other zombie movies around that time. And I feel like that's just kind of, like, that horror movie, we're gonna die. We're kind of trapped in here.
End of days.
You know?
Yeah, we're having this like connection in this moment. Mm. Yes. Like, we're going to die anyway. What's the big deal?
Jeff, Troy, and Abed, meanwhile, are in a dark basement. Abed asks why Troy ditched his costume. He says, you called me a nerd up there. What defines a nerd? Committing to an awesome Halloween costume with your best friend? Is that what nerds do? And Troy, he's such a jerk. He's like, I don't know, which is why I'm not a nerd. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not nice. Mm-hmm. Be nice to Abed. And this is when, this is probably one of my favorite moments of the episode. And it, I don't know if it like deserves to be, but the cat just like launching itself in front
what's
of them
going
repeatedly.
On with this cat? What is this flying cat doing?
I just, what's up with the cat? And I just love, I think it's Troy's line. He's like, is someone throwing it?
Well, it's a valid question, Cameron. Is someone throwing the cat? How is the cat like ping-ponging back and forth with such ferocity and speed?
It just has to be. Or maybe there's more than one. Maybe the cats also have this zombie virus and they're being hyper-aggressive in their own way.
Maybe, yeah. Oh,
maybe their meows are like, meow.
Meow.
So they're chasing this cat around, and Abed tries to point out where the thermostat is, but Jeff just wants to leave. He, of course, doesn't want to climb out of a window because it will dirty his precious $6,000 suit. He opens the door and immediately gets taken out by zombies, but mm-hmm. not before seeing Rich in his jacket.
Yep.
And you're wrinkling it.
Yeah.
Fantastic moment.
He doesn't love that before he's torn apart.
Yes. Troy and Abed are climbing up shelves to avoid these zombies. They open and close this one gate, blocking the zombies in, and Abed gives Troy a boost to get out of a window. Troy, make me proud. Be the first black man to make it to the end.
That's great.
And then we get the classic, like, this is Star Wars, and I know it, where, I don't know why is the Star Wars thing in a, anyway,
Jess Sterling, Secret
up.
Warren.
I know it. Yeah. Abed, I love you. I know. That's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, very that's from Star Wars.
It was beautiful.
You knew it. You got it.
Han Solo.
Uh-huh. And who else?
Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. Ding, 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 there's only like ding, ding. One female in the movie. Come on now.
Pretty much. Yeah. She's your choices right. were limited.
Yum. Yum. So the dean is waiting outside for the army, and Troy gets there first. He says, Troy, be honest, are you a zombie? I'll mace you. Just love the way he says it. Troy wants the keys from the dean, but the dean says no until Troy punches him. And Dean asks how he will survive, and Troy says he's gonna be a nerd.
So he's gonna go in with the power loader on. And if this was an actual power loader, this would be, I actually think that the power loader would be a terrible thing to bust out in front of a bunch of zombies because they could climb it. They could mob the power loader. Mm-hmm. The power loader is exposed. It's right. like an exoskeleton, but like there's not like full armored protection. Like you are still vulnerable in soft spots and it moves slowly. So this was never a good idea.
It's a fun idea, though.
Yes. A very
yeah,
fun,
a fun thing to do, not the totally. Right thing to do.
Correct.
Yeah.
He didn't say I'm going to solve this by being smart. Yes. And be a nerd.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he's just like people. Like, of course, they mob him instantly, and he goes, "I hate this. Get off. Stop using your mouths."
You're so
and then
strong.
He just, yeah, he just has some fun lines of like, "What big fists you have in your face?"
Troy just like beats the crap out of all of his friends. He like punches them in the face.
He
punches
does.
Them in the stomach. And I don't know why, but I find it hilarious.
I find it hilarious because of the lines he has. Like, beam this up, Scotty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know who you are, but in your face.
Yes.
And then after he gets bitten, he's like, all right, I've been bit, y'all. Damn. Congrats. You did what zombies do.
Yeah. I love Jeff just like plugging away on the phone, and when he's like, Jeff still cool as a zombie, and Jeff just goes, blah, just like, as he's typing on the phone. It's so good.
Yeah, we see, so he does reach the thermostat. He's able to turn down the temperature just in time. We see the air comes on as Annie is studying, and we see Fernando is playing in the background, which is like, mm-hmm. I feel like the perfect song to play for this.
Something yeah. in the air and, that night.
And Troy bounces back to afterlife, right? Like, he's a zombie now, and he yeah. and Abed do their, you know, mm-hmm. the whole, like, chest bump thing.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's
handshake.
Funny. Yeah, the handshake.
I love Annie sitting there studying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they're all doing, like their impulsive thing. So Jeff is texting, and Annie's sitting yep. there
yes.
studying
really
a
funny.
Book.
It's really, really funny.
The army gets there at 6 hours on the dot. He asks if the dean is the only witness. And they end up saying it's a scenario B, and they're going to wipe everyone's memories.
Men in Black style.
Yeah. I know that reference.
Yeah, you do.
I've seen that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think they were about to kill the dean?
Yes, 100%, right? They're about to roast him alive.
Like, he's the only witness, and the guy reaches in, and then they're like, wait, everybody in here is. And so they change the
plan. Interesting that scenario A is to kill people and not scenario B.
Yeah.
Just saying. Everybody's back to normal, but none of them have their memories. Pierce is on a stretcher. Rich and Annie are drinking coffee, and a police officer is asking Dean if he remembers anything beyond dressing as Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And Britta says she can't believe someone would mass roofie an entire party. Chang says he can't believe it wasn't him.
And Jeff goes, and I can't believe that I can't believe it wasn't you. And I don't believe that.
Troy asks Abed if he wants to watch a movie. Sure, alien cyborgs or zombies. Fris says he's over zombies.
Kind of over zombies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No idea why, but I just feel like I'm over them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go watch Marmaduke? Cool.
Yeah. And then we get the George Takei. And if
the end of this episode is so good. Yeah. If your name is Kevin, here's a little freebie for your cell phone. Hi, Kevin can't come to the phone. He's on a spaceship with me, George Takei. Please leave a message. You're welcome, Kevins. Happy Halloween.
It's so good. That's what should have been the after credit scene. Like, I feel like they could have done something like that. Like, they didn't need...
Even just, like, something of George Takei in, like, the voice booth or anything like that. Like, I don't know, anything related to the episode, whether it's, like, the structure of the episode or, like, actual, like zombie leftovers. Something even involving Dean's voice memos, Cameron, I think would have been much better than what we get here.
Yeah. There are a lot of ways that they could have... like gone with it. They're setting something up to come later.
Yeah.
Like, no spoilers on that, but like they're setting something up, which I appreciate. I don't feel like they do that a whole lot with their end credit scenes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just felt like, so basically Troy's listening to this voicemail and it's from Chang. Troy, this is Chang. There's not much time. I don't think we're going to make it. Listen, if you survive, please spread this message for me. Shirley and I totally did it.
Yeah.
And then we get Troy wondering why it is that Chang called him.
Why did he call me?
I just think like, I think there's like funnier stuff they could do with it. I don't know. It just doesn't make me laugh as much. And that's what I want the after credits scenes to be.
Yeah, I agree that I mostly think that I want the after credits to be like a final opportunity to either do a ya bit or if not, then maybe like something that's like really thematic, something that's going to like be poignant even, I would be down for. But if it is like to set up like something to come down the line, I don't know. I think I want it to be funnier than this was. Like if I feel like Chang could have said something in like that closing montage and like that would have been the place for this. And then like there's should have been something else in the end credits. So I am behind. I am giving this one a streets behind. And it's like one of the, I think it might be like the only thing about this episode that I don't really, really enjoy. Like otherwise, like this episode, like it's very hard to find anything wrong with.
Yeah, I'm with you. I also gave it a streets behind just because like there's just so many better ones than this. And it just didn't make me laugh in the way I wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I gave it a streets ahead and I wrestled with this. Because I'm kind of in the same boat as both of you, where it's like, it could have been better, but I just feel like what it's setting up, and just Troy's reaction at the end of not like, oh man, this is so scandalous, this is so wild, just like, why did he call me?
That part's
it's just like a really funny like thing at the end that just kind of flips it one last time.
Yeah, that piece of it is really good. Just Troy being like, why me? Is pretty funny. I'm definitely curious to see where it goes. I have no idea. I know that it goes somewhere, but I don't know where that destination is. How long until I find out? A while? A little while?
It's sort of setting up the arc of season two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll learn more.
Okay.
Shall we get to the F community
feedback? Yes. Let's do some feedback. The Surprise Snack Bandit. What if zombies? Curious how Josh will take this one now that he's properly prepared for the extremes that community will go to. Snack Bandit, I took it great. Snack Bandit also says, please tell me Kevin Mahadeo took advantage of the George Takei voicemail freebie. Not to my knowledge, but was Kevin not on this one?
No, he was on the Advanced
Mike and
D&D.
Ben, right? Yeah.
Yep, he was Advanced D&D.
So I've never asked. Let me text Kevin right now. I'm going to text Kevin Mahadeo. Kevin?
Because he'll never listen to this.
Quick question for you. When Community did the Halloween episode with George Takei doing a voicemail for Kevin's, did you use that? Did you use that as your voicemail? Okay, let's see what he says. I'll also say, your friend, currently on a podcast, Josh. Okay, great. We'll see what he says. I'll report back.
Warren Wiggler.
Yeah, Josh Warren Wiggler. Jank says, well, we did the live watch nearly a year ago. Josh commented on Shirley and Chang hooking up along the lines of, oh, are we shipping that? Would love to hear how his thoughts have evolved since. I don't know. I mean, like, I still like Chang. That hasn't changed for me yet.
You haven't been hurt yet.
Yeah. No.
We've all been hurt.
You know, when it happens, we're not going to say, we told you so. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of if he hurts you. It's when he's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
We'll just be here for you.
The damage incurred by Chang is going to be as inevitable as both of you eventually losing a podcast. Mm-hmm. Kevin has responded. Kevin says, I watched it live and couldn't get my phone out in time, but I tried and I failed.
Amazing.
This is from Eric. Eric asks, who gets the best costume, award? This is a good question. Probably Sexy Dracula, right? Sexy Dracula, Troy, number one.
I give it to Britta or Chiquita Banana.
Yeah, Chiquita Banana is pretty
good.
Chiquita
MD. I really like the Troy and Abed original combo.
Yeah.
It just looks like a lot of work went into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it did. Then Eric continues, was Jeff right about Rich? Is it Rich or is it Rick?
I think it's Rich. He wrote Rick, but I think it's Rich.
Rich?
Yeah. I'll say Chiquita Banana. How about this? Chiquita Banana MD. Was Jeff right about Banana MD being fake after all? In this episode, which all the characters will conveniently forget, we see him putting the others in danger with a zombie bite and stealing Jeff's jacket. Yeah, clearly this dude sucks. That's easy.
You know, the zombie bite is forgivable, but the jacket?
That's terrible. That's unforgivable.
He's creasing it. Not okay.
Not okay. All right, let's do the meows. Meow, meow, meows. Flying cats everywhere as we are discussing our meow, meow beans. As I said, I made everybody got at least a 4 because everybody has a moment. Pierce gets a 4. First victim, very funny. Chevy Chase, physical comedy. Annie gets a 4. I think that Annie, at the study desk really cracks me up when she's a zombie. Britta gets a 4. Her transformation into a zombie is hilarious. Jeff gets a 4. Him just like hunting and pecking on his phone as a zombie is incredible. I think very clearly like Danny Pudi was going to do an amazing job being a zombie. Abed gets a 4. And then I give a 4.5 to both Shirley and Chang as two of the characters who uniquely cracked me up. The return of Yabit really, really made me laugh a lot. And just Shirley's whole deal in this episode and the I'm going to make a pie just destroyed me. And then Troy, I think, gets a very easy 5. This is like Troy is like the final girl of the horror movie, right? Like it's really, really fun. I love Troy's whole journey in this, the sexy Dracula stuff. Yeah, he's mean to Abed, but I think it culminates in a good place. So that's where I landed with my meow meow beans. Cameron, what did you end up doing?
Yeah, I was pretty similar. Just going lowest to highest. Pierce was a little bit lower, but only because he's just not there. So just like in terms of total screen presence, the moments he was around, I enjoyed. Like I certainly didn't hate him at all, but it was just like he kind of got the short end of the stick being patient zero and then not getting to join in on any of the hijinks. So he's at a 3. Jeff, Britta, and Annie are all at a 4 just because they just have those wonderful moments. And I'm fine and all of that stuff we've already talked about quite a bit. Chang and Abed, I both had a 4.5. Just because I think they're both in really good form in this episode. And then Shirley and Troy are both at a 5. Again, just for all the reasons that we've talked about. Just everything Shirley does, everything that she says is so funny. The pumpkin ass, everything. And then just the Troy's entire arc. I feel like we just see him kind of turning a corner of like, I don't have to be the cool football jock guy anymore. I can just be comfortable with who I am. And so I really like that journey for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Jess, where'd you go? I love most of the characters in this episode. I feel like almost everybody has their moment.
You gave 5s to like everybody.
I did, basically. Because
with the exception of 2 people, and one of them is a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so lowest is Pierce with a 4, similar to Cameron. I just feel like he's not around a ton. When he is, like, he has good moments, right? Like, I love him biting Starburns. I think that's very funny. He eating the taco meat. Like, he has good moments when he's there, but he's just not really there as much. And the other person who I feel like this episode doesn't really do service to as much as I'd like, and it's a minor, it's a 4.5, so it's only a 0.5 away, is Annie. And
yeah,
I just think
that's a shock. You're giving,
I know,
everyone,
I just think that,
see, no bias
treats
here.
Yeah,
no,
wow.
See, there is no bias. This is purely science.
This feels deliberate.
It's deliberate. No, here's the thing. I love her costume. I just think, like, she's the straight man in this episode. And as a result of that, she doesn't have as many funny moments, right? She's the one handling the patients and dealing with everything. She doesn't have as many funny moments. So I gave Annie a 4.5. Everybody else for me gets 5s because I loved everybody in this episode. I had no problems with what anybody did. I just think, like, it's a great episode for everybody, including Chang. Including Chang, I gave a 5 to. Like, that is how great this episode is. To me, I felt like I should reward everybody with the 5s they deserved because of the moments they had to shine. So we don't have a ton of movement in the rankings. All that's happened is Britta has moved up to position 5 over Annie, Jeff, and Pierce. But again, it's a very tight race. Honestly, Troy is really taking the lead right now. He's almost 10 points ahead.
Streets
of
ahead.
Abed in second. So, yeah. He's getting there.
Chang is still, lest we forget, and now tied with Shirley, but he's top 5. He's 3 and 4 with Shirley.
Wow.
It's great. Let's do the Dean's List. I think this could have been a clean sweep for the Dean. Jess, you went with the Dean, and Cameron, you went with the Dean as well. I think very obviously the Dean is the best guest star in this episode and almost requires no explanation. But just because Professor Bauer is at 4 points... and I'm really trying to defend her spot, I cannot in good conscience give Dean a point this week.
Of course.
But now they're tied, so Professor Bauer's best shot, unless Betty White returns, is a tie. It's going to get broken, but I won't be the one who breaks it.
I was trying to really help you out there, but I was like, who could it be? Who could it be? I thought George Takei. I was like, Garrett in his hamster costume, just in that one moment where he kind of roars as he comes through the window.
No,
but it has
to
be the Dean.
Yeah, I'll be a grown-up about this. It does have to be the Dean. Have to be the Dean. Obviously has to be the Dean. Dean's the best. The Lady Gaga costume is incredible. Like, if this is an episode that is, like, just, like, a really great episode for all of the main characters, then I think it is one where Dean deserves to get those Dean's List points. We're just going to have 2 seasons in a row with Dean at the top of the Dean's List. That's fine.
But then next season he'll be a series regular.
That's right.
He?
I know. Yes.
So who cares?
This is just like, you know, I guess.
I did consider giving it to George Takei. But, like, honestly, the grocery list thing killed me so much that I couldn't.
It's very funny. It's very, very, very funny.
And just the way he says what he says. Just, it's so funny. I'll mace you. Like,
I'll
mace
you.
Hi.
So yeah, obviously Dean is in the lead with 5 points right now. Let's get to our cool ratings.
Yes.
Cool.
Almost gave it a perfect score. I gave it a 3.9, docking it because I think the post-credit scene isn't good. Everything else is excellent. This is like a near perfect episode of Community for me. Very simple, really, really, really fun. Like, more action-oriented than anything, but so much comedy baked into the action and so much characterization baked into all of that too. So I loved it. I had such a good time with this one. 3.9 is where I'll land.
I am similar there, but I gave it a full 4. I think this is certainly one of the episodes that deserves it. It's amazing in its execution. We have ABBA playing the entire time. We, like, every person is just, like, every actor is at their best in this episode. The costumes are amazing. The story is funny. It's very cinematic. I love this episode. I had to give it the full four, even though I don't really like the end scene. It's not bad enough for me to knock it, so I'm going to give it the full four.
Fair.
Yeah, and I also went full four cools. Just as I said at the top of the episode, this is like the highest tier. There's other episodes that I think are as good or maybe even a little bit better, but just in terms of just what they managed to do with this episode, I feel like it's so like gutsy just to do a zombie episode that's not like, and it was all a dream, and then Abed wakes up and he goes to the Halloween party or something like that. It was like, this is real, this is canon.
This is canon.
Like, this actually happened, and nobody remembers that it happened. But, yeah, it's just, it's so smart in the way that they went about doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the audience was very similar to us, the 3.80. We got three full fours on it. So people love this episode. Brings our average to a 3.93. Easily puts this one in first place currently.
Across the two seasons or just this season?
I'd have to look across the two seasons. Now I want to know.
I'd be curious, like, have we gone higher than a 3.93 on, like, either, like, Contemporary American Poultry or the first paintball episode, I wonder.
One of those closest two is Contemporary American Poultry at a 3.91.
Wow, so this is the number one episode of Community according to Community Building so
currently
far.
Yes, but wow. I will say I feel like we just had more people submitting ratings before.
Sure, that happens.
And
yes,
as a result, it's a bit skewed. So if you want to send your ratings in, please do.
Not too late. Not
community too late. @PoSherRecaps.com. I'd love to get your ratings. Or that tag me in the Discord if you're there.
That is the way. And you should be in the Discord. Great setup, Jess, because if you are a patron of PoShow Recaps at any tier, guess what? You have PoShow Recaps patron Discord access. That's right. It's not just for the $10 patrons. This month, the October 2021 birthday celebration continues. One of the ways we are celebrating is by bringing in the $5 patrons, the binge watcher tier, coming to hang out with us in the PoShow Recaps patron Discord. If you're already at that level, check your messages on Patreon. You've got a link. We have invited you to join us in the PoShow Recaps patron Discord to hang out. Talk movies, talk shows, play in our casino, hang out with us. We've set up an AMA channel. I'm answering any question that you have. We're having a really, really, really fun time. We've been doing live watches. If you are listening to this early enough on Thursday, October 7th, if you are a patron of PoShow Recaps, then later this very day at 8 p.m. Eastern, we're watching the Rocky Horror Picture Show as a group. So come on down. The water is warm. Don't get in the water, actually. It's warm for a reason. So stay out of the water, but come on down. We want you in here. Patreon.com/PoShowRecaps. This month means a lot to us as the one-year anniversary of the PoShow Recaps Patreon program. If you have ever considered signing up, this is such a good time to do it. It will mean so much to all the podcasters on this network. We would love to have you here. We think you're getting a lot of value for the choice because everybody gets access to the bonus podcasts that we do specifically for the patron feed. And now everybody gets Discord access as well. It's such a good time. Check it out, patreon.com/PoShowRecaps. If you're already at that binge watcher level, just check your messages. You've got a link. We want you in here. That's the spiel. Cameron, this was so much fun. I loved having you on here. Plug the podcast again. Tell everybody where they can find you, what you got going on.
Yeah, you can find us at Boy Meets World Fever on just anywhere you get podcasts. We've had an episode with Jess and Sarah from Shit 90s Shows Taught Me. We had another episode with just Sarah, which is probably my favorite episode that we've ever done, where we made a...
Wow, Jess, do you feel lightly offended?
No, they did invite me.
We invited her. She had real life things to do that particular night.
You lost Jess's audio track for that.
I was there in spirit. She was there.
It was a really weird episode. But we played like a tabletop RPG set in the alternate Boy Meets World universe.
That oh,
was like
amazing.
A mix of reality TV show and Boy Meets World. And it was just so much fun. Sarah was really great on it. Just absolutely the best.
That's really, really fun. So check all of that stuff out. Speaking of the shit the 90s have taught me, Jess, illuminate us. What have they taught you recently?
Yes, it is October, which means, of course, we have to cover Halloween content. Shocktober. So coming out soon.
Look out.
Coming out soon, we'll have Halloween Town 2. We did Halloween Town last year, so of course we had to do Halloween Town 2. Let me tell you, those podcasts are some of my favorite to record because it's such a mess that it's so fun to podcast about. So go check that out. And then, of course, have you ever? Sarah Carradine will be on talking Interview with a Vampire as Amazing. Well. And funnily enough, Cameron, you mentioned the RPG that you all made up called, I think it was Good Looking Guy, or there was a reference to Good Looking Guy.
It was Good Looking Guy Academy.
That's what it was. Yes. So we actually just covered that episode of Boy Meets World on the podcast. So we're officially in season 4 in Dawson's Creek. We are in season 3, which is like, I don't even know what they did the first like 8 to 9 episodes of season 3, but they need to not ever do that on television ever again because it's so bad, but it's so fun to cover. So go check that out at Shit90sPod. And you can see everything we have going on. Also, I did mess up. Josh, there's one other episode that's higher than Epidemiology. It's Modern Warfare with a 3.96.
Okay, yeah, I figured okay. Modern Warfare.
It's hard to look at all the numbers on the spreadsheet and parse them out. 3.96 for Modern Warfare. So
okay, so this is number 2 overall. I think that even as much as I love contemporary American poultry and would have that as my personal number 1, I respect the position for Epidemiology. It definitely deserves where it's at. No doubt about that. Community building, brief hiatus coming up. The next 2 weeks we are taking off as Jess goes on a much deserved vacation. Enjoy yourself, Jess.
Congrats.
Yes, it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Disconnect as much as you can. Stay away from the computer if you can. But we'll, when we come back, we will be talking about another episode that I think I have seen. Is that right?
Nope, you have not seen this.
I have not seen this one. The Aerodynamics of Gender, season 2, episode 7. I'm really psyched about our guest for the next one, Jess.
Yeah, this one, some people hate this episode, some people love this episode. I'm curious to see where you stand on it. I think you'll enjoy it. I'm pretty sure you're going to love it. But yeah, of course, this is a common trio. If you've listened to Post Show Recaps Theater recently, you've heard this person's voice. It is Ariel Gomez. I'm very excited. I love Ariel.
Ariel is on the way to talk about the aerodynamics of gender. That's going to be fantastic. So that'll be coming your way in 2 weeks. Bear with us, but we've got so much else that's going on here on Post Show Recap. Succession coverage has begun. Jess is on that with me and Grace Leader. So we've got a preview show up and another preview show in the can that's really, really fun that we think that you'll really enjoy. Of course, Lost Down the Hatch. We've got Ted Lasso barreling towards the finish line. Everything is super. Hang in there. So much more. Walking Dead, speaking of zombies. Just an infinite, not quite infinite, but a lot of podcast available for your ears. So check it out. Wherever you get your podcasts. That'll do it. That'll be the way we sign off, except for the fact that we gotta say the thing. Let's say the thing. Corey B, take us away.
This is a show about a dean that started to grow a community. Wiggler and Jess here till it ends. Meet up to pass or fail, dream deal with all of our friends. The brightest timeline's here to shine away.